I hope you've gotten real value out of building your financial strength. In this bonus section, I want to share with you an experience I had some time ago and how I evaluated a potential new business opportunity. There's an additional resource which you can find on the product screen just below this recording. Please pause and download Evaluating New Ideas. Years ago, on the way to my office, I drove by two drive-up gourmet coffee stations near the highway every day. Frankly, I became addicted to the coffee. It appeared to be a very low-cost investment opportunity and easy to scale. So I started to think about it and asked, what's the revenue potential? I started to test that hypothesis. So I timed it. It took 75 seconds per car. There were about 90 minutes of good commute time. So perhaps 70 customers at peak demand. I was figuring about $250 per car times 70 cars equals $175 a day. The stand was open 5 to 6 hours with about 1.5 people on average, sometimes one, sometimes two. I learned that the ground lease was $1,200 a month. They'd invested $30,000 into the booth, and both closed several months later. Frankly, there was no way for either of these locations to achieve their break-even. With a ground lease, labor, and some other miscellaneous costs, they had a minimum fixed cost of about $4,000 a month. Coffee margins are high, so I think a car was probably worth about $2 a piece to them. But that meant 2,000 cars per day or 100 per day over 90 minutes. The math just didn't work. Several months later, another coffee stand opened in the exact same location. The difference? This one had wheels. The owner had several locations that worked, and if he didn't get enough traffic, he simply pulled up his pickup truck and moved it to a different location. He did not lock into a long-term ground lease, and he'd learned about the location before he made a commitment. The lesson? Whether you are launching an entirely new company or a new product or service, you need to determine what pieces of information are lacking and develop a methodology to gather those pieces of information. Sometimes it's easy, as in the example I just shared, and others it can be much more difficult. But either way, it's critical that you develop your assumptions and determine which are correct and which need revision and what the impact of those revisions are as you develop your business.